Welcome to your food for thought provided by the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Exercise is within your reach. We want to provide information to you about not only the importance of exercise, but how easy it truly can be to begin to incorporate it in your everyday life. Whether you're getting ready to stretch, strengthen, jump around, go walking, all exercises that can be done easily at home or in your backyard. Regular exercise and physical activity are a part of good health and well-being and work hand in hand with good nutrition. You can learn how to integrate healthy food and proper hydration into your fitness routine, setting your goals, identifying personal motivators, and creating an exercise plan that works with your lifestyle. Some of the benefits of regular exercise or physical activity are increased energy, better your cardiovascular health. We want to encourage you to find an activity, any activity that best fits your personality and your lifestyle. And we're going to give you some tips to help you enjoy physical activity. If you're a social person, do something that engages you socially, like going to a group exercise class, joining a local rec team, or just walking with a group of friends. Or if you preferred having time alone, walking or jogging by yourself might be a better fit for you. Finding a peer group is the perfect way to connect with others who share your goals, lifestyle, schedules, and hobbies. One of the things we did this past year was last year in November, I worked with several other extension agents across the country, and we helped develop an online Facebook walking group. And it was just a nice peer support group that every day we would put posts about, you know, ways to eat healthier, ways to do more exercise, different things like that. But the individuals who joined the group got so much more out of it because they posted, we encouraged them to post daily post every day of themselves being physically active, you know, walking or whatever they were doing. At least 30 minutes every day for 30 days is what the challenge was. And throughout the entire, you know, country, we ended up having about 1,400 people join this Facebook group. And we're going to be getting that group going again in the next couple of months as we head further into fall and get closer to the holidays. So I'll share that information with you at that time. But we are going to be, you know, encouraging people to do that, to walk 30 minutes for 30 days. And we had so much support and so much encouragement from everyone who was a member of this group that it was really phenomenal. And even just today, almost a year later, we have several people who have been walking 30 minutes every single day for, I think we're at 310 days now, and they've completely changed their life just starting out with a small goal like that because it became a habit. You know, and be honest with yourself. If you're not a morning person, don't plan on somehow getting up at the crack of dawn to work out. There are many ways you can fit physical activity into your life. You don't have to make a big financial investment. You can, watch exercise videos from online, do weight or resistance training with just simple items you already have around your home. Canned goods weigh about a pound, so they can fill in for as light weights. Walking is a great option as well. The only investment we would recommend is a good pair of shoes. It's usually convenient, comfortable, and safe to work out at home, and it's okay to break up your physical activity into smaller sessions. So the American Heart Association recommends 150 minutes per week of moderate intensive aerobic activity, like walking. So that would be 30 minutes, 5 days a week. But you can spread it out. You know, if that sounds too overwhelming, then start wherever you are. You know, start with 10 minutes a day, or maybe you could do 10 minutes three times a day to get your full 30 minutes and keep going. If you miss a day, or you miss a workout, don't worry about it. Everyone struggles once in a while. You get sick, you stressed at work or just whatever, but just make sure you get back at it the next day. We understand there's a lot of different barriers. So, you know, usually it's a lack of time. Select activities that fit into your home or work routine. I mean, even if you're exercising while you're watching TV, or if you have to be on a phone call, you can do that while you're on the phone as well. Explain your fitness goals to your friends and families and ask them for your support. Maybe one of them will join you and you're walking every day. Plan ahead. Oftentimes we have a lack of motivation or energy because we haven't put it on our calendar. Write it down on your calendar like it's an appointment that you would do for anything else. There's so many different, information and other tips that we have to help you get physically active and feel healthier and be more fit. And we're going to be introducing some different programs and different initiatives over the next couple of months so that you can get fit and hopefully lose that weight or just help you feel better. Or even if it's not weight loss during the holiday season, just focusing on maintaining your weight. So keep an eye out on our social media, Facebook, as well as Instagram pages at Person Gramble FCS. Thanks for tuning in to your Food for Thought from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service.